so adorable. So afraid. Tell me, little human, what are you doing out here, alone, in the deep, dark woods? Don't you know how dangerous it is out here? For you soft bodies? You think that little dagger will help you? The one tucked away in your boot? I know it's there. Why don't you pull it out? Go on. I'll even help you up. You go and get your weapon. Go. Go ahead. Defend yourself. Whoops. You can't outrun me, silly thing. Do you know how many creatures have tried? How many have failed? None were as foolish as you, though. No humans trespassing in wolf territory in the middle of the night, alone. You must be as slow mentally as you are physically to be out here, in the dark, all on your own. Or you have a death wish. Is that it? Did you come out here to die? I can do that for you. I'm generous that way. Oh no, you don't want to die. That's not what it looks like to me. What did you think? You'd traipse through the forest unharmed with naught but a tiny blade to defend you? Oh, you aren't magic. You aren't anything. Well, you could be dinner. Oh, don't cry. I hate seeing a man cry. It's pathetic. Tell you what, little human. I had a big meal earlier, and I'm not hungry at the moment. I could always save you for later. A little midnight snack. But if you play along, well, I might just let you live. How does that sound? Good. You didn't even ask what I meant by play. More the fool you. But anything is better than death. Isn't that right? No. That's wrong. There are some fates far worse than ending up as a meal for a wolf. You are full of blood. I can smell it. Hear it coursing through your veins. Your heart racing, pumping, fueled by adrenaline. You could lose quite a bit of that blood, you know. and still survive the night. And these parts of yours, hands, feet, eyes, ears, you might lose those too and still live. How would you like that, Stumbling through the woods on bloody stumps, blind and helpless. I would have kept my word then, and left you living, until another creature took pity on your wretched soul and ended you. I only promised that I would not kill you if you played with me. Not that I would not harm you. Not that you would not suffer. Because that, dear human, is how I play. Suffering. I think I would like to taste you now. Lay very, very still. My claws are twice as sharp as that puny dagger. One slip, and in they go. You see what quick work they make of your shirt. Oh, but it's covering up this lovely abdomen here. Look at this. And the skin on your stomach is so smooth. No scars, nor wounds from battle. You have led an easy life, have you not? How fortunate. Here, let me give you some character and add a few marks of my own to remember me by. How you bleed. But it does smell enticing. So rich. I bet your flesh would taste even better. Oh, but then I would not have this. A cute, terrified little human, helpless and bleeding beneath me. This is a rare treat. It's to be savored. Perhaps a few more cuts, then. I do not want this moment easily forgotten. That is, of course, if you make it home alive. The stories you could tell. Oh, a pack of vicious, bloodthirsty wolves surrounded me, but I fought them off valiantly, with my big, strong dagger. And all the women swoon. What a man. No one needs to know the truth, That you were cornered and captured, scared and alone. Weeping and shaking and pleading for your life. And there as I cut you open. Lay there and took it, and bit your lip to stop from screaming out. What a man. Your arms now. How weak they seem. How fragile. I wonder how easily they would break within my grip. Like cracking an egg. No. I don't think I will. But this finger here. Oh. What a funny angle. That was easier than I thought. Oh, don't cry. You just dried your tears, and now here they are, welling up again. That must be awfully painful. Poor thing. You aren't used to pain, are you? I can tell. Your body speaks for you. You are soft and weak, as are most of your kind. You are not accustomed to fighting, much less fighting for your life. And that is why you are here now, in the position that you are. You went into the forest, ignorant of the consequences. Because who would expect? Nothing bad will happen to you. You're special. Surely you'll be fine. Untrained, undisciplined, unaware. A perfect meal for an eager predator. But you are behaving quite nicely. And I do appreciate the chance to play with my food. Especially when the prey does not struggle. It gives me time to enjoy myself. To relish the experience. To wallow in it. I suppose I will do you a favor then. And lap up all this blood for you. If I leave you like this, covered in your own sanguinity, then no doubt some other creature will find you. And quickly, too. Like chum in the water, the scent of blood cries out to every entity in the forest, living and undead. Still, stay still. If you move, I may just bite down. It's a reflex, you know. You do taste wonderful. Perhaps you are unaware, but you are a gourmet meal, walking into a room full of starving creatures, and you expect to leave uneaten, and at night even, when all the wicked things come out to play and hunt. And feed. There. You are mostly clean. But do not move. I am not done with you yet. Good boy. So accepting of your fate. So obedient. Cute. It makes me want to eat you even more. And those wide eyes. I told you, I plan to keep my word. But you... you act like such prey. It brings out the beast in me. Just a few more marks, I think. Nothing too big, too deep. I wouldn't want to slice you open too badly. Leave you bleeding out on the dirt. Then no one would be satisfied. Arms out to your side. I need to leave an impression on you. Every cut up and down these delicate limbs. Every slice. Let it serve as a reminder of your place on this earth and in these woods. You are nothing more than a plaything. A toy for more worthy creatures. A helpless, mewling kitten. And once your pain ceases to bring us enjoyment, then we will find that in your death. Do you understand now? Good. I believe you do. And what lovely scars you will have. A memento of your brave battle in the forest. How you fought for your life. I think that's enough for now. Don't you? Yes. Stand up then, human. Come with me. Let you go. I thought you wished to remain uneaten. The blood streaming down your arms is a beacon in the night. You would be long dead before sunrise. Best you stay with me, at least for the time being. And until the sun has risen, well... there are many more things we might do. And so many more ways to play. And things. Oh, yes. So many things. Worse than death.